Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Bed TV, Liverpool, Paris Saint-Germain over in Paris in the Champions League. It is the build-up show. I am joined by Chris Pajak, by Ross Chanley and by Ben Kelly as well. Ben, no longer babyface Kelly.
Yes, Movember's gone on strong.
Is that really Movember? Is that cheating by having it as a full beard?
Well, I didn't want to just, it's just a pedo tash if it's not a beard.
But that's the point. But it's not Movember either.
I know, but it's facial hair, isn't that the point of Movember?
Listen, the point is to raise money and awareness for testicular.
And I'm doing that on a, on a YouTube channel there by saying that awareness was raised. Yeah, but you always have to.
But I'm doing it by raising your awareness of what you're doing.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that.
But you've got a beard.
You've just got a beard.
If you just had a moustache, that would be doing it, because everyone would be like, why has he got a moustache? Oh, he's probably doing Movember.
But is it... Okay, I wasn't aware that was the thing, but I'm definitely not just keeping it as a moustache because it looks... I look like a 12-year-old trying to grow a moustache.
You look like the kid from Jumanji. That's what you look like.
I've not seen Jumanji.
No. You've only seen, have you seen the new one?
No.
Okay, that's something. That's what I get off. anyway, football, Paris Saint-Germain, Champions League. Chris, it's a big game, very big game, goes without saying. Obviously, Paris, big team, big players and all that. It's not essential that Liverpool win if they want to secure qualification.
No, but, I'd like us to, nonetheless.
Yeah, nevertheless. I mean, but this is the thing about this game. Is the you want Liverpool to win every game? Of course you do. It wouldn't be the end of the world, is what I'm saying, is if they were to do it, because it still would. We'd still have to go and beat Napoli to make it a reality. However, we've talked about how busy this period we're about to enter into is to try and get qualification booked as easily.
Oh mate, I want us to go out there. I want us to go and play without fear. I want us to put Paris out of the competition.
Yes,
that's pretty much it for me, because if you meet them later on in the competition, you might have a struggle with them or whatever. Get a big team out of the competition if you can and save your legs in the sixth round of the Champions
League. Shout FFP wankers on the bus out the window as you're driving home. Like.
Don't.
I think I genuinely think we've got the ability to beat them anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we set up 4-3-3, exactly like we did last time out, we've proved that we can hurt them. They had the best players playing last time. Yeah. And why is everyone worrying about whether Mbappe and Neymar are starting? We played them. We beat them. Yeah. Fine, let's just go and do it again.
Yeah, definitely. If only it was as simple as that, Ross. I mean, it is likely that Mbappe and Neymar will play. Tuchel said it was possible for this game, obviously not even on the bench at the weekend in the 1-0 win over Toulouse. They did something very similar prior to the Anfield game, the rest of the big boys. I mean, they only had Draxler, Di Maria and Cavani up front.
Shucks for them.
But, like, I mean, Chris is making slight light of it for comedic purposes. Like, but look, the fact of the matter is, they will be a much more dangerous outfit with Neymar and Mbappe in that side.
Yeah, of course they will. But, like Chris says, he can take confidence that they've knocked them on the floor and beat them once already. Just go and do the same thing again. I'd like to go and beat them as well, just for the importance of having the rest of the Napoli game and this run of games that we seem to say all the time now, of having a period of games, which is so important to have to catch up with City. Or put this to bed and not have something hanging over your head to worry about.
This is
the Napoli game to be Olympiacos.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah, exactly. But this is what we're here for. You know, in terms of this competition, you go into the Champions League to face these big opponents to go away. And we didn't get that in the group stage last time. You know, last year we didn't have the level of quite the caliber of Paris Saint Germain in that. So this is what it's all about for Liverpool, to get a chance to go and test themselves without it being having to be a quarter final or a semi final or whatever.
And it's different this time around as well, because I think Klopp's post match conference.
Easy for you to say.
He was saying they changed the style of play, and everyone's on about Kubacs isn't there, but he's saying being more reserved in attack and defensively solid. That to me is like a Rafa Benitez side, especially when you're doing a European away game. It's more important. So even if we get a draw, I think we're through anyway, aren't we? Or PSG are out.
Well, we'd be 2 points ahead of them, I think.
Yeah, so you don't need a draw against Napoli, and that still takes the burden off, doesn't it, of not needing a home game, of needing to win.
Yeah.
Actually, we'd still be 1 point ahead of them, because they're 1 point behind us now, and we both get a point with a draw.
Take that back then.
Brilliant. Excellent. Ben.
Hello.
Let's not talk about numbers because they're easily got them wrong, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the general excitement. Paris Saint-Germain, like I'm kind of driving at there. Whether they're or not, they're one of the true elite in Europe. They are financially, certainly, and in terms of the quality of players there. This is the excitement of being a football fan. I want to see Liverpool tested, and I think Chris is right in terms of that. The excitement and the test and all those kind of things. Liverpool are a boss team as well. This should be an absolutely brilliant game of football.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? What's good, sort of the difference between this season and last season is, we're not necessarily the underdogs going into this game, and a lot of the big games last season we always had the weak squad depth and we were going in, you know, not completely expecting to win. This is a game where, you know, judging on the performance that we put in the season, where we are truly controlling games, and you know, I was looking at the league table just a few hours ago, and we've only conceded 5 goals in the league. Mm-hmm. We're about to head into December. Yeah. We're controlling the games from the back. We're going into this game with our one of the best goalkeepers in the world, the best centre back in the world, one of the best left backs in the world, and you know, we don't feel necessarily like we're going in as little Liverpool anymore against one of the European super powerhouses. You know, we're going in to compete. We've already beaten them once. It was a great night that night at Anfield. They'll be hungry to avenge that, if you like. But you know, some of the best players. I'm excited that Neymar and Mbappe are going to play. I love watching Kylian Mbappe play because I think he's my age and he's doing what he does, and I absolutely love that. You know, I can watch somebody and he's just doing what he's doing. I'm really excited to watch him play us.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hope you don't have the disappointment that we had of watching players of our age. Like, I mean, we are trying to get an interview with them, but like Jermaine Pennant as an example, didn't quite scale the height. We're saying all this, Chris. Our away form in the Champions League so far has been diabolical. So as much as we're looking at it and we're saying, yeah, big game, great to get up for it, it's not going to be quite as simple as that. I think we probably thought the same in Napoli. We probably thought, go there, put a dominant performance. That Napoli performance was one of the worst Liverpool performances I've seen under Jurgen Klopp. We were there in Red Star. I don't really want to dredge that up any more than it needs to be. But I don't think this is quite as simple as all that. It might help it being the glamour tie.
I think it will. I think sometimes, you know, whether Klopp will have wanted them or will have talked about, you know, not taking Red Star for granted, I think the team probably did a little bit. And you don't get to do that when you're playing the caliber of players that we're coming up against midweek. You know, with the money that they've spent, the stadium that we're in, everybody's going to be buzzing to get up for this game. And if they can't be, then we don't deserve to be in the competition, quite frankly, you know, because we're going to have big games if we go through and we're going to have to get up for these games. And it's how you treat those and how you go into those games that separate you. And Liverpool can get up for these games. Liverpool can win these games of football. I think we've proved that last season. You know, it's funny, actually, Ben mentioned, you know, we've only conceded 5 in the Premier League. We've conceded 5 and 4 in the Champions League. So it's not been a happy hunting ground for us defensively this season, has it? But there's an opportunity to turn that round. There's an opportunity to go and give Paris Saint-Germain a duck egg and don't let them score a goal, a duck egg, a zero. Don't let them score. Right. Never heard that one before? No?
Where's that from?
Have a guess.
Is it from the American football?
It's an American term.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never heard that one.
Give them a duck egg.
I thought it was a cricket thing. It's out for a duck.
A duck and cricket, yeah. It's not a sport that I follow, like. Yeah. Just keep a clean sheet. Okay, I'll keep it simple for you. Keep a clean sheet. There's an opportunity to keep a clean sheet.
No, it's not simple. That's not keeping it simple. That's saying a duck egg is oversimplified. fair play. I think this game, probably, I fancy Liverpool in big games just because of that, because of the way we play. And I don't think this will be, we've talked about Liverpool getting better at dominating the ball and having been comfortable more in possession. I don't think this is going to be that game. They've got to go for this game. Absolutely, you know, their future kind of hinges upon this. I would expect them to do what they do, to look to hurt us. But this could be a return to Liverpool, vintage Liverpool of the Champions League last season, where hit them on the counter-attack. So, you know, we're a bit better at soaking things up. You'd like to think, although, as you say, defensively, not quite so much in Europe so far this season. But that's where I think we'll be. You could see, like, a bit of what we did in Rome, no, hopefully not in terms of the overall scoreline on the night. Certainly in Porto, obviously Man City as well. Soak it up and just, because I think they'll be up for it. I think it'll be a bit of a cauldron and what have you. Getting that goal could be a little bit like the Etihad last season when we obviously scored in that regard. So I would be bang up for that. Ben, we'll do preferred 11s after the break, but I want to talk about Jordan Henderson. Obviously, stupid red card at the weekend. Does that, if you're Jurgen Klopp, obviously. Does that change your planning? Because you'd imagine, I would have imagined he'd have probably come out for this game. Fabinho might well have gone in, or Will got to Genie or whatever. We're knowing Hendo for the derby at the weekend. Now we know Hendo can't play in the derby. Do you? Would you?
I think it has to. I think it's changed. Certainly changed my starting 11 that I've given to you. I think over these two games coming up, we were going to see Keita in at some point. I think Keita will now play on Sunday rather than tomorrow, because I think he will look to play. I think he was going to play. I think he was going to play Fabinho. I think he might have played a 4-3-3 tomorrow. I think he might have played Fabinho sitting in, Kate. But I think now he'll play. I think we'll go into it eventually. But I think he'll play Henderson instead, because I think we've got the squad depth, but you've still got to rotate for me. Yeah. Where, especially when you've got big games like this, I'd rather. No, I don't want to say that. I want to win both, because they're both huge games. So you don't want to tie players out. There's no point if you're not going to get any minutes out of Henderson on Sunday. You might as well get all 90 out of him. If he stays on the pitch for this one. But
I agree. Any takers?
I think you can make a case for both, to be honest. We've got Bournemouth and Burnley in short space of time next week. Again, that rotation comes in. I think we've got enough midfielders to not play him on Wednesday and put Milner in there. Milner's not played. He's had 2 weeks off, international break. He's been pumped up for this. I think Milner's really important to play in this. And I think Genie's form, I think he was impressive against Watford at the weekend. I don't think he deserves to be dropped.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think Henderson was going to start anyway, to be honest. Okay. I think it'll be as close to the team as played them at Anfield. I think that means Henderson, Wijnaldum and Milner in the centre of the park. Going back to that, if we're going back to a 4-3-3, use three players in the centre of the park that you know have produced playing that formation. They were the midfield that got us to the Champions League final. They've played these games away from home together in the Champions League already over the last 18 months, and I think that's the team that he'll probably go with.
Interesting. Fred 11 time. Ben Kelly, let's look at what you've got. You've gone for a back four of Gomez, Lovren, Van Dijk, Robbo, Hendo, Genie, and then Shaqiri, Firmino. You've gone, 4-2-3-1. Pretty much full strength there, obviously.
I think I would have perhaps looked at Fabinho if Henderson, like we discussed.
Yeah.
But thinking about it, I forgot Milner existed. So I'm now sort of leaning towards the 4-3-3 again. I just don't know. That's why I'm not the manager.
Yeah.
But
that's why. Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. I've got the beard.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But at the back, obviously Trent scored at the weekend. It was brilliant. But I think Lovren was excellent at the weekend from what I've seen, and I think I'd rather have the stability of the extra stability of, because I know how good Gomez is both at centre back and right back. I pretty much completely trust him in either position now. And I think I'd rather have Lovren's in good form, Trent's still a bit like that, the goal doesn't gloss over everything, and I think Trent will want to play in the derby. I know he's a young lad and fit enough to do it, but I think he'll want to play 90 minutes in the derby, and I think if I was to have Trent for either one, I'd save him for Sunday, and I'd have a bit more of a stable back four for Wednesday.
I think the Gomez right back is an interesting one. I, I could have quite appreciated, we discussed this last week, didn't we, because about the what game Lovren was likely to be used for. Now, he had to be used at the weekend because Gomez was out, but we're talking about Lovren is the guy for the big occasions. Klopp knows he can go to him, he knows he can trust him in this regard, and it's definitely not going to be Matip. Probably. I think it's a solid logic to follow Gomez at right back for this game. I think Trent did fine the last time out, of course. Like, but I think we'd all probably agree that Gomez is probably our best.
He's quick as well.
And I think that's the thing. He's quick, isn't he?
They've got such a pacey with Neymar. If Neymar and Mbappe are going to play, Trent seems quick, but I can know Gomez is noticeably quick.
Yeah.
He glides, some would say.
Yeah.
Nothing for me.
Well, I did ask you the question.
What did you ask me?
Whether you thought he was our best right back.
Yeah, I think so. That's not the side that I've picked. I've gone with Trent at right back because I want to keep that confidence level going for him. And because we've switched to that 4-3-3, I've talked about it for a couple of weeks now, how I think Trent is so much better on the ball when he's got Mo Salah running into space in front of him. And if we are counter-attacking, I actually feel like Trent's passing could be one of the catalysts for us to attack. So I've kept Trent in there, and I've actually kept Lovren in there as well, thinking that, you know, I know Gomez is only a minor doubt for this game, and Jürgen did say that he probably will be good enough to go, but it's a long season and you need Joe Gomez, and during these games I think it's absolutely fine to just go, you know what, recover fully before you get back into the side. You're not going to lose your place because of injury.
Yeah, there's not a massive drop off is there between Gomez and Lovren. I think we all like Gomez more because he's done less bad things, definitely. I think his ceiling's absolutely higher, but you're right. No one really noticed the difference Lovren playing at the back, albeit, you know, let's caveat it with Watford, of course. But he was absolutely fine, wasn't he? I'm interested to see what you've got in the midfield then, because you put Cater in for this one?
Yeah, I just feel it's time. I think at some point he's going to get unleashed on somebody, and why not a big game? You know, go back to that 4-3-3, have him that sort of box-to-box role, have Milner, have Henderson in the centre of midfield. For me, I want to see Cater unleashed, and therefore that's why I'm putting him in there. But I think he can be a real difference maker for us. But it's about when he's going to start, isn't it? I mean, I think it's unlikely the side that I've picked.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I don't think that Jürgen Klopp will put Keita in the midfield, but if it's a choice between a Hendo, Milner, Wijnaldum midfield and a Hendo, Milner, Keita, then I'm going Keita all day.
Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it? We keep coming back to this. We just don't... when does Keita play? We keep having this conversation with these players. Like, when does he get his game because he's fit? If you don't play him then, are you going to throw him into the Merseyside derby having not played a game for a month or whatever it is? That's a big ask to drop into that. And then you start to think, oh God, is that the kind of game where it comes in a bit cold and then he's the guy who's the liability, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Keita should be good enough. He's right. It's about time that he started to prove himself. And although he was pooing against Napoli before he got injured, he did have that one moment where he burst forward. And that's what we need more than anything. And I think Europe's probably not a bad place for him to start doing that, is to do that. I don't think he's going to be as good as Oxlade-Chamberlain at the final, you know, the right at the top end of the pitch. But he certainly has that ability. He's got the close control, he's got the pace, he's got the drive to add something.
And he'll have more space. Yeah. You know, that's something that PSG won't do to us. I think they will look to dominate the ball. Liverpool will probably have less possession than Paris Saint-Germain, and it's about having quick players who can break and pick a pass out. And for me, Keita's better than Milner and Henderson at that. And he's better than Wijnaldum, and he's better than Fabinho at that.
Yeah.
And if that's what you're reliant on to go and get a result, then put your best pieces in place.
Ross, you were very similar. Genie anchoring though, Milner, Cater in midfield.
Yeah, same sort of reasons as Chris. I think if you put three midfielders, either Milner, Genie, Henderson or Fabinho, they're all sort of similar. We've always banged on about weeks about the lack of creativity between the final third, between midfield and attack. I think if you put Shaqiri out there, which was tempted to do, it's a bit dangerous. Away from moments, a bit too attacking for PSG.
Because it's not make or break, that's the thing. Yeah. I just, you know, I don't mind that notion at all. And again, these are preferred 11s, you know, we can want Liverpool to put seven up front if we want. It's absolutely fine to do that. But yeah, it is finally poised. There's no need for us to go mad.
No.
Unless the onus is on them to win the game.
I think you get both, like Chris was saying with Keita. You know, you can make them burst in runs four, but then defensively, you know he's going to press and just niggle at people and win the ball back. As well as create for the front three.
Yeah,
that's what
I slightly different for me. I opted to keep. I mean, most of us have gone with the exception of Ben, have got Firmino, centre forward, Salah Mané, either side. It's tough because the Henderson thing colours this a bit, and it also is a little bit about the Neymar Mbappe thing. I went Fabinho in this one. It could easily be, it could just as easily be Jordan Henderson in that, but it was more of it. The job that Genie and Milner did at Anfield kind of gets forgotten about. They basically played as fullbacks for us. You know, they were the guys who sat in and covered while the fullback, when the fullbacks bombed on, Milner was left back at times in that game and Genie was right back. We played more of a three in a line than we did like the single pivot or the double pivot or whatever. And I wonder whether we might go back to that. But the logic follows on from what you were saying, Chris. It's those having those trusted lieutenants in there, having the guys that maybe it might cost us a little bit going the other way. But first and foremost, Liverpool do not want to get beat in this football match. And I'm sure, you know, a win would be absolutely glorious. But I can't see how Klopp would be upset with us coming away with a... If we drew nil-nil, I'm sure he'd probably see that as, you know, in the overarching group, pretty much job done. But yeah, I don't know. It's a fine balance, isn't it, between that, because do you need you want the margin of error as fans, and we're freaking out. We want as much margin of error against Napoli as possible, don't we, to secure qualification? So go and beat PSG. That makes perfect sense to me. But at the same time, you just beat, you know, Napoli at home. If you'd have to leave it down to just winning the game of football at home, you'd take that all day given our record at Anfield, wouldn't you? So, interesting one. Preferred 11s in the comments below if you don't mind. Obviously, Napoli hosting Red Star Belgrade. That would be lovely if Red Star just
got their first away win.
Just did something mega. Yeah, basically. Just did something mega. Really horrible.
Pavkov's a good player. He'll get a goal.
Yeah, he's on fire, apparently. Yeah.
I tell you what, Palace won't be happy to play them at their place last game. They've won, you know, they've won one and drawn one.
Does that bring
them
into the equation? If they beat Napoli, where are they?
Well, they're on three.
Jesus Christ, let's just, you know what, let's get to the league table.
They're on the same points as PSG, aren't they? They're on 4 points.
People pay for this. People come here for our, yeah, we're not experts, we're just fans. Let's have a look at the group and then we'll continue.
Well, they've won one and drawn one, haven't they? So they're on 4 points.
Yeah.
They're on four. PSG are five.
Well, can they both lose then?
Wouldn't that be nice? I mean, a quick answer?
No.
Right, okay. So, yeah, I mean, look, ultimately, so, yeah, so they would leapfrog it. If we lose...
If they beat Napoli and we draw, then they're top of the group, Red Star.
Well,
I don't know whether that's right or wrong. I'm not going to do the fact that. Let's just win both games and be happy. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Sounds perfectly good to me. Score prediction, Ben, what do you reckon?
It's hard. 2-2.
Ooh. Ross?
2-1 to us.
Chris?
1-0.
2-0 Liverpool.
Ooh. Clean sheet.
Yeah, but like, not a glorious. Duckhead.
That wasn't me.
Not a goal in both halves.
Yeah, I mean, we'll do the heartbreaking goal in probably in about 60 minutes. And then when the game's, then they're chasing it at the end to stick one in. Like Daniel Sturridge with the second one to finish it off. Why not? Yeah, score predictions and preferred 11s from yourselves in the comments, or you can tweet us at the Redmen TV, of course. Do pick up your Redmen TV Christmas sweatshirt. The Redmen TV shop.bigcartel.com. There'll be a link in the video info underneath as well. And of course, if you want more amazing content reviewing this match and obviously things talking about every aspect of Liverpool, looking into the stats and tactics, all the news, Liverpool women's game, and a whole lot more as well, get to the redmentv.com and sign up. Start your free month in the build up to Christmas. There's some genuinely brilliant stuff on the horizon. So, yeah, be prepared. Guys, thank you. I've enjoyed that. Hopefully we'll enjoy the game. We're going to be over in Paris, so fingers crossed it goes better than Red Star. Drop a like for, you know, to just give us that extra bit of luck. Why not? Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.